Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, good afternoon, Pastor Made.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor Made. How are you doing?
Ah, we're doing fine by God's grace. And how are you?
Norman, we're doing fantastic as well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Yeah. Now, where we are going into the last one for this week with you, and we talk about tithes, which is the first 10% of our income. And tithe actually means tenth. Now, the Bible tells us that we should return God's tithe to him first before we do anything else with our money, according to Proverbs 3:9. Now, this can be difficult for some of us, those of you who are listening, and some of us, for many of us who are actually struggling to make ends meet. But we're going to be talking about the importance of tithing, and Pastor Made is going to be helping us with that. Now, Pastor, when we speak of a stewardship of our possessions, including money, does the principle of tithing still stand? We're in 2025 now.
Yes, it does. It still stands. It's one of the Bible teachings which we get from the story of creation. It was a handover from one generation to another generation into Christianity. It stands even today. The principle behind the tithing system, it's very profound, because it actually opens our eyes. It actually gives us a platform to give a testimony that we believe that God comes first.
Yeah,
we believe that God is the creator.
Mm.
When we do that, we are putting a strong statement regarding the belief system. So if it was good during the Old Testament time, during the New Testament time, I put it to you that it is still good in the 21st century.
Mm. All right. Now, some people would argue that tithing was perhaps done away with on the cross, with other things that were done away with. What is your view on that?
People who have that view are people who attach tithing to ceremonial laws.
Mm.
And yet, if you trace the tithing system in the Bible, you will realize that it has nothing to do with the ceremonial laws. Actually, let me put it this way, just give you an example. Long before there was ceremonial laws, the tithing system was already there. You go back to actually the first instance the term tithe is mentioned in the Bible. It is during Abraham's time.
During
that time, there were no ceremonial laws. You didn't have the nation of Israel.
Mm.
It was just Abraham.
Yep.
And the second time the tithe is mentioned in the Bible, it is during Jacob's time. Even during that time, there were no ceremonial laws and there was no nation of Israel. Therefore, it is a mistake to connect tithing system with the ceremonial laws.
Mm. And actually, you actually put it very clear that that has got nothing to do with what was done away with at the cross. Now, can I return? In fact, before I get to that returning, when we return a faithful tithe and an offering, are we then justifying in expecting something in return? You know, especially considering that we are told that if we pour out, if we return our tithe, he will pour out a blessing on those who are faithful.
Let me respond this way to this question. It's a good one. In stewardship, we teach that we do not bribe God. We do not, it's not like other religion where they appease God. It is not like that. you read your Bible, you will notice that in the Bible, the Bible teaches that God is the one who initiates. Then we human beings, we respond to what God has done.
Okay.
When we return tithe, we respond to what he has already done. We are not buying blessings. We are not bribing him for blessings. We are not making him to love us better. Actually, there is nothing we can do that would make God to love us better or hate us.
Mm-hmm.
He just loves us. So the biblical teaching is that we don't bribe God. Therefore, when we return tithe, we don't return tithe in order to receive blessings. Mm-hmm. Now I want to come to the statement you made, which is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, where we are getting a promise that we are going to get blessings. I wish we can understand that Bible passage in its context. What was happening during the time? There was recently there was a reformation in the Old Testament. You have two reformation. The first one is the reformation during the King Hezekiah.
Zechariah.
And then the second one, it is during Nehemiah. Those are the two reformation. Something was happening during the second reformation. God's people have deviated from all his instructions. As a result, their religion was adversely affected. It became weak, and that affected how they were giving to the Lord, how they were returning tithe to the Lord. Actually, they were not returning tithe to the Lord altogether. They were. If one would give at that time, he would take the worst offering and give it to the Lord. He would take a sick animal and give it to the Lord. That Bible passage is addressing exactly that. The promise you get there, the Lord is convincing people, look, I am the same God who was blessing his people, the same God who would allow rain to fall in its right time. I am that God. If you continue doing what is expected of you, I, the Lord, will remain the same God. That is the context of Malachi chapter 3. That is the context. Actually, it is not inferring that we are buying blessings to the Lord, but the Lord is convincing his own people. Remember, I have not changed. I'm still that God who provides.
Yeah, very, very important. Now, can one return a tithe, if they belong to an Adventist church, to an independent ministry, you know, that they believe is actually spirit-led?
When you are an Adventist, number one, the Bible is explicitly clear. Malachi chapter 3, it tells you where to take the tithe. It says, take it to the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the storehouse. Then the question is, where is the storehouse? Because the Bible directly instructs us to take it to the storehouse. When you read your Bible, you'd notice that in the temple, you would have storehouse in the temple, in the temple of meeting, in the sanctuary. You would have the storehouse there. During the time of Nehemiah, we read that even the enemies of God's people, they occupied the storehouse. They were sleeping in the storehouse. And Nehemiah had to drive them out of the storehouse.
Yep.
During the reformation of King Hezekiah, the first thing he did, he had to put in place the temple and the storehouse in the temple. year to put them in place.
Mm.
So you have, the Bible is clear that the storehouse is in the temple.
Mm.
And when you read your Bible, you realize that the Old Testament is using a centralized system.
Mm.
Centralized system where everything would be brought to one place. The tithe that is collected in all corners of the world, in all the 12 tribes of Israel, all of that tithe and the offering, it will converge to this one point, and that point was the temple. That's where you would have the storehouse.
Mm.
So from the Old Testament, the system that is there is clear that you don't take it anywhere. There is a place where you take the storehouse. Then when we talk about the storehouse, maybe I'll mention two things, two characteristics about the storehouse. One, the first one is that all the tithe and the offering is collected to this one point. That is the first one. The second one that you get, second characteristic of the storehouse is that this is where the tithe and the offer, the tithe in particular, is distributed to the Levites. This is where it is distributed. Now, if you want to know the storehouse today in the 21st century, you look at these two characteristics. In our system, I'm using now your example, the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah, yeah.
In our system, where do all the tithes go? Clearly, it does not go to a local church.
Okay.
Because not all the tithe goes to one local church.
Mm.
Instead, the local churches, they take it to the conference. All of them, they take it to the conference. Then you look at how the system works. You realize that is where the distribution happens, at the conference level. So number one, the tithe is collected, all of it, it converges to the conference. At the conference level, that's where it is distributed. The other, a certain percentage would go to the union, the certain percentage would go to the division, certain percentage going to the general conference, certain percentage is used to bless the workers, the full-time workers at the conference level. That's where the distribution is taking place. Therefore, it means one thing, the storehouse is the conference. And the Bible is explicitly clear that you take the tithe to the storehouse.
Mm. Yeah. All right. That's an interesting one. Now, if the church organization, for example, any particular conference is operating contrary to the biblical principles, am I permitted biblically to redirect my tithes and offerings elsewhere?
Ellen White has one author which I like so much, by the name Ellen G. White, has a statement, powerful statement, that addresses this point. She says, when those who are elected in position of responsibilities are not doing their job very well, and you see them as people who are not doing their work very well, it is not your responsibility to withdraw your tithe.
Okay.
Because by doing so, you are not now, you are not fighting with them. You are fighting with God. Do that which is expected. I'm paraphrasing that quotation.
Mm-hmm.
Do that which is expected of you as a child of God and a faithful steward. And let God deal with those who are not doing their responsibility. That is why even David, he said about King Saul, I cannot touch the anointed. It's not my responsibility. Let God be the one who deals with them. So that statement strikes a balance. It does not say the leaders must continue doing wrong things. It actually says the Lord will deal with them. But the same statement says to the church members, look, don't fall with the leaders. Don't allow the leaders to lead you into sin.
Mm.
Continue doing the right thing and let God deal with those who have deviated from the path.
Yep. You know, it's quite interesting because as a person who is rational, I mean, if you see that I'm giving God's money here and God's money is going to waste and these people are misusing it, they are using it for everything else but the work of the Lord. Surely God would not punish me if I say, no, this is not going to the work of the Lord. Let me rather than take it where God's work will be at.
Ellen White is addressing exactly that. The temptation would be to redirect the tithe instead of taking it to the storehouse as the Bible instructs, we take it elsewhere. He's actually addressing that don't go that direction. No matter how big the temptation is, do that which you can do to address the matter. To bring the matter into the attention of those who are holding positions of responsibility. Do that which you can do, but do not deviate to the instruction of the Word of God.
Okay, interesting. And so, Pastor, before I let you go, what would then be your final thoughts? You know, we've been talking since Wednesday, and what is the point of emphasis that you'd like to leave with the listener?
I don't want to bring something new. I want to go back to what I mentioned on day number one.
Mm.
When I said stewardship is there to make us better people.
Mm.
And in stewardship, sometimes the mistake is that we focus mainly, we make stewardship all about money, and yet it's not all about money.
Yeah, yeah.
It covers our entire life.
Mm.
It covers everything about us and around us.
Mm. Mm.
That's why I say it makes us, it is there to make us better people.
Yeah.
It is there to make us better people. I always say this. In stewardship, we are preparing a person to be ready for the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Well, I must thank you so much, my pastor, for, you know, joining us since we started this conversation. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And may the Lord shine his countenance upon you and also grant you his peace. Thank you so, so much. Enjoy the preparation day. And of course, may you enter the Sabbath rest in peace.
Thank you, my elder. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Sabbath. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.